Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
In the old days in Washington, this would have been called strange bedfellows. I welcome Cliff May, the president and founder of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, writing most recently about two groups who appear to be stepping away from Ukraine conflict and NATO's challenge by the Russian Federation. One group we know as the very famous and well-known Code Pink, demanding Congress, the quote, end the costly and deadly war by prioritizing diplomacy over weapons. The other group doesn't have a name. It consists, however, of Republicans. And in the old days, I mean really old, my father's generation, the young people who were at war, this would have been called the America Firsters. Cliff, a very good evening to you. I don't have a name except for it resembles isolationism, Republicans who are turning away from Ukraine. The recent request by the White House for additional funds to replenish our arsenal because it's been depleted by sending weapons to Ukraine, resisted it. And in the machinations in Congress right now, it's not in an important budgetary consideration. Who are they, Cliff, and do they share this opinion with Code Pink? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. Well, I mean, yes, they do. Code Pink is a very left-wing organization. I'd call them Blame America Firsters as well. And they want to defund Ukraine. And if Russia takes over, they say diplomacy will be fine. But once Russia knows that the U.S. has stopped supporting Ukraine, it's not diplomacy. It's just a matter of how they surrender and what terms. And the terms will not be good because Vladimir Putin intends to conquer Ukraine and recolonize it and use it for his aims, which may have to do with aggression towards other of his neighbors. We can discuss that more. So that's the point of view of Code Pink. Now, it occurred to me that there are Republicans, strangely enough, who are voting also to defund the Ukrainian defense against the aggressors and the invaders from Russia. And so that they're aligned. And I thought, well, it's a little bit of a stretch. Let me point this out in a column. To my amazement, the column was published Tuesday night, Wednesday morning in the print edition. On Wednesday, Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Republican, did an event or took a selfie with the Code Pink protesters, saying, oh, these are wonderful people. Look at that. So what I was insinuating actually came to pass within less than 24 hours. Now, what I try to do, by the way, in this column is for what it's worth, I take the arguments being made by those who think it's a bad idea to support Ukraine, that we should leave Ukraine to the tender mercies of Vladimir Putin. And I take 10 of those arguments and I attempt as conclusively as I can to rebut them.
Let's do a lightning round, Cliff, and go as fast as we can about the claims and the refutations. One, we can't afford it.
Yeah, since the invasion of Ukraine, the equivalent of only 3.5% of Pentagon spending has gone to assist Ukraine. That's the best return. We've had the best return on investment of perhaps any defense-related expenditures whatsoever, reducing the military capabilities of America's number two adversary. And by the way, the money is not going, most of it is not going to Ukraine. It's going to American workers and American factories who are producing new weapons for us as we give the old weapons to Ukraine. And by the way, those weapons will be improved because Ukrainian troops are testing them in combat situations. And we also have now been awakened to the fact that our defense industrial base is woefully inadequate. Great that we know that. Now we can fix it.
Two. The war in Ukraine, only a territorial dispute. Mr. May?
Well, that was the dominant and very incorrect theory after Putin took two provinces away from Georgia in 2008 and after he annexed Crimea in 2014. I've discussed this with you before. I've been studying Putin for a lot of years. I've been studying the Soviet Union for more than half a century. Putin sees himself as a czar. And what he wants to do, his mission in life at this point, is to restore the Russian Empire. And by the way, I had lunch the other day with Edward Lucas, a British journalist. He was economist bureau chief in Moscow. He wrote a book called The New Cold War back in 2008. What did he tell me? An imperial Russia can't be at peace with its neighbors. Three. And more than a few of those neighbors are NATO allies.
We pivot from Ukraine so we can pour all of our energy into defending Taiwan. How do you answer?
One sentence. What would Mr. Xi Jinping ask himself if we leave Ukraine? I think he would ask himself, well, if the Americans tire this easily, how many of their ships do I need to sink before they turn tail and let me run roughshod over Asia and beyond?
Number four, Ukraine is corrupt and not worth saving.
There's absolutely no evidence that American weapons are being diverted outside Ukraine. That would be hard to do. As for the funds, there is stringent oversight now in place. We had this with South Korea when we defended them and saved them from communist domination. By the way, any corruption going on in the U.S., I would suggest that, yes, that's a bit of a problem for us.
A detail. I can't help myself, Cliff. Harry Truman came to FDR's attention because he was running a Senate committee that was investigating corruption at American bases. That's how we got Harry Truman. All right. Five, the U.S. should not be concerned with Russian tanks illegally crossing Ukraine's borders so long as millions of aliens are illegally crossing America's borders. Mr. May?
Look, the problem is not that we don't have the resources to both defend our own borders, secure our own borders, and help the Ukraine. The problem here, I would argue, and this is a big discussion, that President Biden, he has the resources. He refuses to try. And I think the reason he refuses to try is because he is championing those who believe in a open borders policy.
Six, Ukraine is Europe's problem. Doesn't say what part of Europe. Cliff?
Well, but we have a commitment. It's called the Budapest Memorandum on Security Assurances. It was signed in 1994. We pushed Ukraine to give up its nuclear weapons. They did so in exchange for a pledge by the United States, quote, to provide assistance to Ukraine if Ukraine should become a victim of an act of aggression. Russia signed it, too. It pledged to refrain from the threat or use of force against the territorial integrity of political independence of Russia, of Ukraine. Okay, Russia doesn't keep its promises. Americans, I think we should.
NATO is free riding.
No. According to the Kiel Institute for the World Economy, who's crunched the numbers, European commitments are twice as large as America's. That said, some of our allies, we can talk about which ones we have time, do require some arm twisting to do more. But no, it's better than you might think.
NATO expansion caused this war. That's why Russia's defending itself. Cliff?
Boy, I could go on about this, and my colleague John Hari just wrote something. No, NATO is a defensive alliance. It's not an aggressive alliance. There is no way Putin ever thought that NATO, which has been diminishing in its military abilities, think of Germany, for example, was going to push into Russia. That's not true. And to join NATO requires the consent, the agreement of all members. A lot of members would not have given that consent to Ukraine. Mr. Putin knew that.
10, Russia's recolonization of Ukraine will not matter to most Americans. Cliff, we have 30 seconds.
If Russia succeeds, if Russia erases the prohibition established by the U.S. on eradicating nations by the use of military force, the consequences will be dire. We'll see. Xi Jinping will learn a lesson. Ali Khamenei in Iran will learn a lesson. And economically and from a national security point of view, the consequences will be far flung and drawn out and important to every American and not good.
Cliff May, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Bennett.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.